given us gifts and talents with which to serve you. We thank you for Mary Elizabeth, the years we shared with her, the good we saw in her, the love we received from her. Now give us strength and courage to leave her in your care, confident in your promise of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, you judge us with infinite mercy and justice, and love everything you have made. We rejoice in your promises of pardon, joy, and peace to all who love you. In your mercy, turn the darkness of death into the dawn of new life, and the sorrow of parting into the joy of heaven. Through our Savior Jesus Christ, who died, who rose again, and lives forevermore.
Amen.
and strength to all who mourn. God, our loving Father, draw near to John, Matthew, Laura, and all who mourn today. Make your love known to them, that they may turn to you and receive comfort and strength. Help them to put their trust in you and their hope in your grace and compassion.
Use us, Father, as the carers of your love, to support them in their grief. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for a growing faith in Jesus Christ.
God, the strength of all who believe in you, increase our
Let us pray for that hope which only God can give.
O compassionate God, give us such vision of your purpose and such an assurance of your love and power that we may ever hold fast to hope which is in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Now to God, who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or conceive, by the power which is at work among us, be glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus throughout all ages. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Squire, beautifully done. Bless you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Bless you. Peace be with you. Everybody feels like you do. It's the best place. Yeah. That's all right. Peace be with you. Bless you. Okay. Okay. I don't plan on touching it. Brothers and sisters, we are the body of Christ. By one Spirit, we were baptized into one body. Keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Amen.
We are bound by the love of Christ.
Sky, I have heard of people cry. I have
Blessed are you, God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have these gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory and for the service of your kingdom. Blessed be God forever. The Lord is here.
God's Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
Give thanks to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right indeed. It is our joy and our salvation, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, at all times and in all places to give you thanks and praise through Christ, your only Son. You are the source of all life and goodness. Through your eternal word, you have created all things from the beginning and formed us in your own image. Uniquely fashioning each one, you created us. When we sinned and turned away, you called us back to yourself and gave your Son to share our human nature. By his death on the cross, he made the one perfect sacrifice for the sin of the world and freed us from the bondage of sin. You raised him to life triumphant over death. You exalted him in glory. In him you have made us a holy people by sending upon us your holy and life-giving Spirit. We give you thanks that even in death we are safe in Christ's victory over death. Though under judgment, we rest in our Savior's hand. Sorrowful, yet we rejoice, for he is the hope of everlasting life to all who put their trust in him. Therefore, with the faithful who rest in him, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Thanksgiving to you, Holy Father. On the night before he died, your Son, Jesus Christ, took bread. When he had given you thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me." After supper, he took the cup. When he had given you thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it to remember me." Glory to you, Lord Christ. Your death we show forth. Your resurrection we proclaim. Your coming we await. Therefore, loving God, recalling your great goodness to us in Christ, his suffering and death, his resurrection and ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate our redemption with this bread of life and this cup of salvation. Accept our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, which we offer through Christ, our great high priest. Send your Holy Spirit that these gifts of bread and wine which we receive may be to us the body and blood of Christ, and that we, filled with the Spirit's grace and power, may be renewed for the service of your kingdom. United in Christ with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, O God, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing, honor, and glory be yours, here and everywhere, now and forever.
Christ teaches, we now pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
receive the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ, in remembrance that he died for us, let us feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
This is God's table. Thank you.
give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whose great mercy we have been born anew into a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Let us say together, gracious God, by your mighty power you gave us life, and in your love you have given us new life in Christ. We now entrust Mary Elizabeth to your keeping in the faith of Jesus Christ, who died and rose again, and now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, in glory. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you this day and remember.